Take a photo, post a photo. People in the photo get automatically identified. That's one use of artificial intelligence. What happens when image recognition goes far beyond just tagging someone on Facebook? This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton asks an expert about the evolution of robot reading images. That chat starts now.
Hello, welcome back, and thanks for listening. We dig into artificial intelligence and machine learning quite a bit on this show. It's not a meme, but it's definitely a story thread. Image recognition uses machine learning to interpret images so it can extract actionable information that businesses or governments can use to make decisions and improve customer experience.
I've got a male boss, and the system repeatedly confused him for Angelina Jolie.
Wow.
And he doesn't look anything like Angelina Jolie.
Okay, so it's not quite a perfected technology. Here are some other use cases, though. As you enter an upscale retail store, image recognition services could immediately identify high-value customers and gauge their moods, helping separate you from your money more easily. Maybe law enforcement agencies could measure crowd sizes and identify people believed to be security risks. Where does image recognition tip into personal privacy? Does that even matter anymore, and should it? Here's my chat with an image rec expert and consultant.
Jack Cox, technical fellow.
Jack, you were with CapTech Consulting, and the reason we wanted to talk with you and thank you for your time, there's a lot of noise and a lot of static around artificial intelligence taking jobs, machine learning, just in a real zeitgeist kind of way, coin flip kind of thing. Or should we be in fear right now of AI and machine learning?
I don't think we should be in fear right now of AI and machine learning. I think that fear may come in the future when the machines get a lot smarter, but for right now, we're dealing with a bunch of very focused, trained machines that do a very focused job, such as identifying credit risk or identifying a cat in a picture. No one is talking about general AI that can do a lot of different things all at once.
You mentioned recognition, right? You said cats in pictures. Something else that comes up is face recognition. You know, Amazon has a pilot store, no checkout person. It seems to me like it's almost not invasive necessarily, but it's coming a lot faster than we thought. So there's got to be some kind of like acclimation period, right?
Yeah, I think it is coming a lot faster than we initially thought. You know, these algorithms that we're using have been around since the 80s, and we're just now getting the data and the compute power to deal with them, but it's coming on very, very quickly as people figure out that we have the capabilities now to do all this. But the image recognition, facial recognition, isn't as reliable as some of the hype would lead us to believe. This past winter, we did a study of how good these systems operated, and we were able to trick the systems in a lot of different ways, such as providing the picture that was upside down, and the AIs could not recognize that at all. I've got a male boss, and the system repeatedly confused him for Angelina Jolie.
Wow.
And he doesn't look anything like Angelina Jolie, but it kept thinking, oh, that is Angelina Jolie. I don't know why. Maybe it's training bias in those systems.
Maybe so. We'll have to take your word on that unless you want to tweet us a picture of your boss and we'll put it next to Angelina. Honestly, Jack, this is no joke. As you were speaking, I got a pop-up on my screen saying Elon Musk warns of killer robots. Now, you have a high-profile entrepreneur and capitalist like Elon Musk and evangelizing this fear, and you and I are talking about the mundane aspect of artificial intelligence right now. Is that just a headline grab that they're going through?
It could be a headline grab, but I think he does have a good point that we should never allow a machine to take a human life and to activate a weapon.
Right.
There should always be a person in the loop that's pulling the trigger, just for the ethical sense of it. And also, if machines are fighting for us, then people will go to war much more quickly if there's no human cost to it.
That's a great point. but from where you sit at CapTech Consulting, you're a technology and management consulting firm. So you're sitting kind of like in a sweet spot. What are some of your clients coming to you seeking guidance on?
Our clients are recognizing that this whole machine learning thing is something that they can do that's within their grasp. So clients are looking at, okay, how do we do credit decisioning with machine learning? How do we do natural language processing, which is a branch of machine learning? How can we leverage image recognition to make our products, our mobile apps, our systems smarter? They've realized that we've collected all this data for some reason over the past 10 years, and now they're realizing we can train machines to act on that data and do something intelligent with that data.
You've talked about AI with digital two-dimensional images. I imagine e-commerce capabilities. What about law enforcement?
There's a play in law enforcement for image recognition, facial recognition, identifying people in the crowd that may have outstanding warrants. there may be a play for detecting trends and identifying almost like a pre-crime unit, identifying that, okay, there may be a crime here, looking at different trends that we've that the machine has seen before, and it says there's a high probability of something happening at this point based on social media posts, something like that.
If AI and ML is as ubiquitous as we are discussing, when it can roll through different sectors of the economy, what is the biggest takeaway and biggest advantage of this real-time image recognition? I mean, you said alone that, you know, there's a lot of learning left to do here.
I think the biggest takeaway is for companies is start looking at it, start thinking about how you can leverage the data you have to train machines, or if that's image recognition, what is your product? What does your product look like? Let's say you're a cell fertilizer and grass seed. Maybe you're recognizing, okay, this is healthy grass, this is not healthy grass, this is a weed, and be able to build that into your mobile app to help your customers identify what's going on with their lawn using intelligence, both image recognition and as well as other intelligence systems behind the scenes.
I've let one of your points get past me, and I'd like to dig into it a little bit, and that is the supercomputers that live in our pockets or in our coats or in our backpacks, and that's our smartphones. And you're talking about mobile applications of artificial intelligence and machine learning via apps. So are you seeing companies coming to you or companies preparing these type of apps that already have their data, or are they looking for a middleman in there in the middle, maybe like Splunk or somebody with big data?
We're seeing companies that are interested in doing this that already have the data because they've been collecting analytics. If they're a bank, they have years of financial data across all their customers that they can use to train machines and then execute that training on a mobile device. With Apple releasing Core ML this past summer that's going to be available in iOS 11, there's a lot of potential there on iOS phones to execute the trained machines on the phones.
Right. Yeah, I was going to ask you about the software development kits. You mentioned iOS. Just today, as we tape this, Android Oreo is out. It has some machine learning capabilities. Okay, so one person carrying around a mobile phone. Okay, I get that. But if I'm scanning a warehouse looking for inventory needs and wants, I don't need those other five or six people, do I?
It depends on how many orders you're shipping.
Okay. Right, it's scale, right?
It's scale, and it doesn't help you pick the product any faster. And like warehouses have gotten so optimized with moving people around to the product to pick them that using machine learning in that environment, you may get a bump by optimizing how they're walking or how you slot the inventory in your warehouse. I don't see it taking a lot of those manual picking jobs. And I think it jobs that are more intelligence-based, like stock trading, legal jobs, they may be actually impacted first as the high-value data is trained into machines, and say a machine stockbroker can make a better decision than a human one.
And probably doing about a tenth of the time, too, I would imagine.
Yep.
We're speaking with Jack Cox. He's with CapTech Consulting, and their new study is Image Recognition Services, Searching for Value Amid the Hype. Now, is there something that when you were going through this, it's kind of like, wow, I didn't think that AI would touch that necessarily, or that's an interesting pullout. Something else maybe that didn't pop up at first but did in the data?
I went into the study very optimistic, thinking these systems will be able to see all kinds of stuff in the pictures and get very accurate results. What we ended up with was pretty meh results about how they how well they could see things in the images. Some of the systems perform very well in certain categories and very poorly in other categories. But what we really learned from this is if you want to do image recognition, you should probably train your own machine across your specific set of images.
Interesting.
That is very achievable using tools like TensorFlow to train a machine to do that. But if you go with just a general purpose machine, your results will not be satisfactory. And most companies can't live with a 75 to 80% accuracy. And that was good results, 75 to 80% accuracy.
I see. Okay, so I can pump my brakes on the fear factor when it comes to AI and image rec.
Unless companies start doing very specific training across a very constrained domain.
Before I let you go, Jack, tell me a little bit about CapTech Consulting. I'm always interested to see what the firms are doing out there and what kind of client base you're looking at.
Well, we are a mid-sized national consulting firm. We have over 800 consultants. Most of our clients are Fortune 500 clients. We do retail, financial services, healthcare, state and local government, travel and hospitality. We have about 100 mobile developers writing mobile apps for a variety of clients. We do the whole stack of IT consulting, everything from data and analytics, and that includes training machines all the way up through customer experience and strategy and designing and building the applications to serve customers.
Sounds like a full service shop. You did mention one thing there, though, travel and hospitality. How does image recognition services touch that industry?
Really hasn't completely yet. We're seeing more activity there with augmented reality and virtual reality in that space of giving people a preview of what they're going to see when they do travel.
Interesting. All right, Jack Cox, thanks a lot for your time this morning. Much appreciated. Yes. Great data, great study. I hope we can talk again soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
That was Jack Cox. He's a consultant at CapTech. We veered into some macro thinking about artificial intelligence. But if you're into CapTech's newest data about image recognition and how it can help your business, well, we got you covered. Head over to KGORadio.com/techonomics and look for the story that goes with this week's show. And if you're into podcasts, please remember that each week, Techonomics is basically four separate podcasts. Sometimes they relate, sometimes they stand alone, but there are four. You can find them at KGORadio.com/techonomics or just search Techonomics on Audio Boom, Stitcher, or iTunes. Coming up after the break, another story about digital photos, a cool image rec tool that keeps things easily organized, and more, all from Google. That's next. So please stick around. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.